Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. Hi, this is Jori M, the Coffee Psychic, and welcome to another edition of Your Psychic Connection right here at Blog Talk Radio. I got to tell you, I paused for a minute there because I was really working on putting on my really great song, The Coffee Song by Frank Sinatra. And again, it's like, what happened? It didn't work. So sometimes it's working, sometimes it's not. I tried working it out with Blog Talk last week. We got it going. Oh, my goodness. So is Mercury in retrograde or what? I don't think it is, by the way. I don't think so. So Julia, my wonderful producer, is joining me tonight. And I didn't put the topic up on up online, but we were talking about do people believe in heaven and life hereafter, things like that. So we will be asking you guys that before your question. What do you believe? Do you believe in life after death? Do you believe in heaven? I already saw the movie Heaven is for Real with that little boy. Julia thought we are going to be talking about that topic. And, gosh, I just think it's going to be a great topic to talk about. But before we start that, let me see if I can do a call out to Julia and see if she's there. Hey, Julia, can you hear me?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yay!
So, you know, I want to tell you about the seance that happened. And I also want to ask you, and I want to say thank you to the listeners already. There are a couple of people that have been online for a little bit waiting. But we always, you guys, if you know our radio show, we do talk a little bit about what happened during the week first. And then we go right into, you know, we do our topic and then our calls. So, Julia, I want to let you know what happened at this month's seance. And
Oh my God,
it was so cool. So, and I want to invite all of the listeners to, you know, come in. If you're in the Northwest Indiana or southern part of Illinois, I think it's Illinois, right? Anyway, please come to a seance. It's every last Sunday of the month. It's a phenomenal experience. Anyway, we had like 10 people there, and Terry, my daughter, was there. She heard voices when I was putting up the sacred circle, so that was kind of cool. Now,
okay, so this was in your house?
Yes, I hold the seance every last Sunday of the month. It's always held in my dining room table, so that's my that's one of my spiritual rooms, you might say. And I always put up a sacred circle, and I literally have photographs. You know, our friend Sunny was going to be here tonight. Something came up; she couldn't be here, so we're sending a lot of light to Sunny. And she's okay. I understand she's okay, but we're just sending good energy to Sunny, and hopefully she'll be able to get back here with us on another show. Anyway, my granddaughter was there, and she saw a violet light surrounding one of the other women. That was cool.
Well, okay, but is this the first time you've had a seance? Is this your new place?
No. Oh, my gosh. No, I've been here since September 2013, and we have seances every single last Sunday of the month at 6:30 at night.
Because you have been having, like, different activities, things kind of appearing, disappearing, and then you're finding them in odd places, and just the whole gambit of things, and I'm wondering if this your seance brought out, like, all this interesting stuff.
Oh, my God. I have got to tell you this. Now, I know people have asked me to start blogging because there's so many crazy things that happen with me. So I did this week. I don't think it was last week. Julia, I rarely watch TV. I was sitting on my couch, and I had been watching TV, and my TV changed channels by itself. You know, when
really?
You get a remote control, I swear, you guys, I put it on my Facebook thing. The TV changed channels by itself, and I'm going like, dude. And there was no one with me. I'm just talking out loud. Dude, I didn't even touch that channel changer. I did not touch that remote. And I'm like, what's going on? And then my TV ended up you know, I can't remember if it turned off by itself and then changed the channels. And then it turned on again by itself. Or, excuse me, it changed the channels again. By itself.
Wow.
I wasn't by any remotes. I promise you. It
was
really
it,
weird.
Was it going to, like, similar... Was there anything specific on TV that stood out to you? Or was it just random channels?
Random. And good for you, because that's what I tell people. Make sure you pay attention. If the spirits are flipping channels on you, please pay attention to what is coming through. You're right. Because it
okay.
many times will change channels to give you a message. I know why the spirits were doing that. I know why the spirits are doing this. I really had other things to do that I should have been doing, and I just wanted to sit down and watch a little bit of TV. And I swear, I believe it was my spirit guide or my angels flicking it off, going like, uh-uh, you're not watching TV. You're not supposed to be doing that right now.
Oh,
really,
wow.
That's what came to me. I was like, okay, and I got up and I started doing my business. Isn't that funny?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. So this was like outside of the seance. So what happened at the seance?
Well, at the seance, this one of the gentlemen that we have, one of my grandson's friends was over, and he literally saw, I don't know if you want to call it a shadow, you know, a shadow body. I don't know what you call him. I just call him a dead guy. He saw a gray shadow literally walk from one of the women, like float past him and float out the window.
Wow.
That was cool. This was the first time we actually heard an actual full figure at the table walk out a window. That was cool.
Did anyone capture any, picture or anything? I don't know. Capture shadows on
video
pictures?
Tape at this. No, we videotape almost all the time. In the summer, not as much because there's so much light, you really can't capture the spirit orbs or the figures or anything because of the light, and it doesn't get dark enough until it's late. But this time we ended up, we didn't capture anything there, but we will again next month because it's starting to get dark later. But Julie, I'm telling you, it was really great. It was really great. One guy said he heard cats. And then I think everyone started laughing because I've got cats and he was hearing my cats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't anything psychic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Heads up, man, I've got cats in the house. And I lock them up.
Well, not only that, you've always said your other babies that have gone on do visit you. So.
Yes.
Yeah. So it could be that too, you know. They could
yes,
have been visiting and playing with the other ones.
I know. Very fun.
Very fun. I mean, just to see the shadow and to see it go out the windows, you know, it's like there's no way that could be mistaken for, you know, something else. You know, some type of, you know how they always have these debunkers? So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
When you see something like that, it can't be debunked, especially when you have more than one person see it.
You
so,
know, I was
in
such a
defaulted so cool.
state. I was in such a deep altered state during the seance, and because sometimes I'll be in and out of consciousness when I'm, channeling the messages for the sitters, for the seekers, and it was very interesting because at one point I was coherent enough where I could swear to God that one of the people got up from the table and walked over to the stairway, and that was another thing that was shared by many of the people at the table during the seance because. Somebody said I heard somebody behind, this girl Valerie, and everyone else said, oh no, I saw that at the same time. And I said, you know what? I was in and out, and I really thought when you guys stood up and walked away from the table, so we all heard the same spirit at the same time.
Wow,
that was cool. That was cool.
Wow,
yes, very neat.
It is very cool. Now,
yes.
did you go back and look at your videotape and see anything?
Yes, we did. Normally during the seance, and when it's dark enough, we videotape it. I mean, the messages are the most important thing that we receive, of course. You know, you want to get the messages from your dead relatives, your spirit guides and stuff. There were phenomenal messages that came through tonight, or Sunday night. And Oh, my God. And many times there'll be tears because the spirits are giving these messages that people need to hear and stuff. So that was going on as well. And sometimes we're laughing. But when we're done, we go through a period of what's called a debrief, and everyone shares what they experienced at the seance. And then mm-hmm. we go into the into sharing, the debrief. And then we're going to watch the video afterward. We're going to sit down.
Okay.
Everyone gathers around in my front room. We put it on my TV, and we watch to see if we can see the spirit orb shooting across. You know, but there was so much light pollution because of it being so light outside. So we're probably going to have a nice, dark setting next month. So whoever wants to come and join us on the seance, please do. Please do. You can reach me at area code 219-940-9292. People are already calling to book their seat. I only let 10 people in a month, and I'm not going to do any more than that. So if you want to get in, you know, call pretty soon this week. Okay.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
We were going to talk tonight about life after death, and you saw that movie. So Heaven is for Real with that little boy.
Yes.
But I want to ask you this. How about if we take a call in between here, and we'll chat about that movie, and we're going to see what some of our listeners think about that, too. How's that, Julia?
Absolutely. I didn't get a chance to screen some of the calls here, so we're just going to bring them on cold turkey here. Okay?
You bet. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling Your Psychic Connection. You're on air.
Hi. How are you?
Great. Who is this?
Sherelle.
Ma'am?
Sherelle.
Sherelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, ladies?
Great. Now, what do you think about the life after the death, Sherelle?
What do I think? Oh, I believe in heaven. I was listening. You said, well, what do y'all believe in, life or death or heaven? I believe in heaven. I do believe it's a heaven up there with all the angels, with all the people that passed along is up there.
Yes.
The life and death, I don't know nothing about that.
Okay. Oh, I gotcha. So that would be something different, right?
Yeah, I don't know nothing about the life and death.
Okay. Well, did you have a question you want to ask tonight, Sherelle?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I was wondering, do you see marriage or a future with me and the guy I'm dealing with?
Oh, the one you are currently with. Okay, well, when you asked me, do I see marriage for you, I right away heard yes, too.
Okay, his name is DeMichael.
Did you hear my answer though? I heard the spirit say yes, two marriages.
Oh, two marriages. Oh, goodness.
I didn't think you heard that.
No, I hear two. Oh my goodness, two. I got to be hopping from two to two. Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh my goodness. Mm. And I've got to ask you, do you have a baby already, Sherelle?
Oh, my God, please don't ask me that. No.
Well, are you pregnant, honey,
so
buddy? Are you pregnant?
No. Huh? No. Look, let me tell you something right quick. This is the 10th between 12th person that told me and asked me that. I'm going to have a little boy.
It is a boy. No, because I saw Mr. Winky hanging off of him. And I'm going to tell you something. It looks like there should be a bun in the oven, as far as I'm concerned. And if there's not now, girlfriend, you better be careful because if somebody sneezes around you, you could get pregnant. Whenever I see and I know this is an adult show, so you guys know, I saw a penis in the coffee, but I call him a Mr. Winky.
Oh, my
and
God.
That would tell me that would be a little boy.
Oh, my goodness, this is so scary.
Are you going to name him after a biblical character, Sherelle, the baby?
Oh, no, I'm not thinking about no kids. I don't. Oh,
ma'am,
goodness.
I'm not asking you if you're thinking about a child, ma'am. I just asked you if you're going to name your son after a biblical character in the Bible.
No.
Okay. Now, I'm not trying to skirt your statement. I'm just trying to be as clear with you as possible.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Now, when you now said
say,
that, be, go ahead.
They say to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So you can take this knowledge. If you have a lot of people telling you or asking you, oh, are you pregnant yet, or blah, 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 and you're going like, oh, no, then that gives you the opportunity to make sure that you use protection, you know.
I know, I use protection, but I don't know what.
Okay. Well, sometimes God's got other plans than what we have, ma'am.
Right, right.
That is true.
True? That is true.
Oh,
so.
Lord Jesus.
It's your destiny.
The destiny word, that's right.
I know. So when you said that, do the guy I'm dealing with know, or is he having to tell himself about that?
Well, now, what I asked you was, does it look like it'll be with this man? And when I was pouring the coffee was going backwards a little. So I don't know if you guys have had any stress in your relationship. Have you?
Just a little. Not really, though.
Okay. Well, I would just work on that then. Work on that and see where that goes. But when you asked me about marriage, I heard twice. I feel a little boy baby coming into your life and making you very, very happy, even though you're not thinking about a child right now. I think you're going to be just crazy excited when this baby comes for you.
Yeah, because I love kids, but I don't want to have none of my own because most of my friends is pregnant at the moment where I had a baby, and I do not need that right now. I'm not financially stable. I'm still in school, and I'm working. I don't need no baby right now.
Well, you can talk to the spirit of the child then and say, you know, sweetheart, you know, I love you so much. Thank you for wanting to come in by me, but can you wait? And many times the spirit can respect that. Sometimes they don't because it's their karma to come in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, God. Ooh, that's
well,
so...
Well, thank you so much for... Thanks for calling. We're going to grab another
thank
caller
you so
now,
much.
Okay?
Okay, thank you, ladies. You. Have a great evening. God bless.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I know. Oh, my God, Julia, I've got to tell you
yes,
how many people... How
yeah,
many
you're,
people,
you're
Julia?
You exploded here.
Well, I got to tell you how many people I have said. I just saw one of my hostesses. She goes, last, you know, I do house parties, and I call my hostesses the hostesses that host the house parties. And I told her last time, I said, you are pregnant. She goes, no. And I said, ma'am, you're pregnant. And she didn't tell me until I saw her at the house party that she had been pregnant, and she showed me her beautiful new baby.
Wow.
Isn't that fun? Yay.
Yes, it's perfect. You know, and sometimes we're never really ready. I mean, there are some people that are just blessed with children, and you're not financially ready, and there's never a good moment, you know, financially sometimes, but it's the love that God knows that you're going to give that child. So like you told her, forewarned is to be forearmed. So, you know, if it's meant to happen, it's going to happen.
Yes, ma'am. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
But your lines are lit up, my dear.
Okay,
and
what do we have next?
Next one is Mary from New York.
Okay.
Hi,
hello?
Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Great, great. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right. So what's your take on is heaven for real, or what are your thoughts on heaven, Mary?
Well, I do believe in life after death. I'd like to believe that there's heaven. You know, it's hard for me to say, you know, I believe that people go somewhere after they pass away.
Correct.
But I don't know if there is such a place called heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or hell.
Right. Like where's the address, right?
Yeah, where's the address? Or is there, like, another dimension that's superimposed onto, you know,
totally.
the world that we live in, that people who aren't clairvoyant can't see?
Yes. And some people say that our experiences here on Earth are the real hell. And then when we leave the body, that's heaven. That's true. A lot of people believe that.
Oh, well. Actually, I would like that to be true. That sounds good.
Amen. Totally. So, well, what question do you have, Mary?
Well, I've been going through a little bit of drama as of late. A few weeks ago, I lost my job. And there's a severance. Yeah. Yes. And, you know, my former employer offered me a severance package, but I've been consulting lawyers as to whether I should take this package or whether we could negotiate a better deal. So I'm just wondering if it's worthwhile pursuing any kind of legal action.
I see you pulled in two because your coffee is clearly pulled in two. And I think your lawyer gives good counsel. I'm hearing don't wait too long.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hearing listen to the music. I see music around you also. But don't wait too long. But it really feels like the negotiating would be a good idea.
Okay.
The negotiating looks like it's okay to do.
All right. Excellent.
Okay.
All
and
right.
I'm glad you're standing up for yourself, honey. Who's the man who's got the bum leg? Do you know the bum leg?
The bum leg. I am not certain. Are you talking about the person who's in spirit with the bum leg, or somebody who's on earth?
Well, it could be. You've got some very interesting. You've got very interesting images around you. You should have had a dog that died around you. You've got somebody who's got a bum leg. And this could be all the way from the time you were a child.
Hmm.
A lot of pictures in your coffee.
Interesting. Wow. Do you happen to see a job?
The job is, it's almost like you've got some unfinished business already. You will get a job. There's going to be people loving you like crazy, just wanting you desperately. So I would get
those. Great.
Yes, get those resumes out because you're very good. But, again, you want to get on this thing with the lawyer.
Yes, I've been calling lawyers like mad, you know, getting different advice. Yes.
Yes, yes. Do that, and that's really going to help things out for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, good luck.
All right.
Let us know what
happens,
Mary. All right.
Okay, I will. All right. Take care now. Bye.
I know. All right. I always like it with the good news, and things are going to turn out in a really great way for Mary, so it's going to be fantastic, Julia.
Yeah, that's great.
It is. I mean,
I
the
love,
energy
I love
feeling
happy
so
endings.
Good. Yeah, happy endings. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next one is Marty.
All right.
Hey, Drew. Hey, Jorianne.
Hey, Marty, how are you tonight?
Okay. Yes, I do believe in heaven. I think we're spiritual beings having a physical experience.
Yes, sir. Agreed. Agreed.
And
there's so many different things out there. You know, Marty, it feels like you're very spiritual. It feels like you've explored the paranormal for a while. Is that correct?
Yes.
And have you done any meditating or any shamanic work yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I feel you, it feels like you alter your states every so often, and you should be doing it on a regular basis through some sort of training. And have you been doing yoga or meditation yet?
Meditation, not yoga.
Okay, you've got a lot of spirit guides that want to work with you. I just want to let you know that right now. I see them standing around your body wanting to communicate with you more.
Well, I'm pretty much open.
Good. And did your, I'm not sure if your father died, but I know for sure grandfather died because there's a man that watches over you very strongly.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
okay.
My both parents have crossed over.
Oh, so sorry. Well, there's a man who completely has your back there, Marty.
Okay.
Okay. So what question did you want to ask tonight?
I was just wondering what the coffee grounds say about my career.
Okay. Hey, did anyone have heart trouble around you, Marty?
Had or has?
Both.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend who had heart trouble.
Okay. I heard somebody should really keep their eyes open on their heart. Okay, so you've got the job. You know what I'm hearing when I hear about your work right now, Marty? I'm hearing job prospects. So are there some things that you're investigating right now, like looking for a new job or a new position?
You know, I've been so busy doing part-time work that my part-time work is going to slow down, and I got to put myself in the frame of mind that now I got to go full steam ahead for the looking for the full time.
Yes.
And it's kind of, right now in my life too, it's been kind of good that I have been part time because I've been dealing with a lot of issues, but that's winding down.
Well, I'll tell you what, God makes it in such a way for us that, you know, when people say I lost a job, and right away, you know, I know there's reasons that we go through these transitions, but sometimes God is opening up the space because we're supposed to be doing something else like you. Handling things differently, you know.
Yeah.
So that's really neat. So, and I want to tell you also, you are an entrepreneur. And you are going to be having a lot of things coming in front of you that you'll be making decisions on in the next 4 to 6 months. So just remember I told you that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. And we've got a lot of callers we've got to get to right now. So please give us a call and let us know what happens later.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night now. Hey, Julia, who do we have online next? Good night now. Okay, I think Julia is talking with another one of our listeners here. So let's see who we have.
We have?
Yes.
I think it's Anna.
Anna,
did we
yes,
do
it looks
Anna.
Like Anna. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like Anna. Let's bring her on.
Okay. All right.
Hello.
Hey, Anna, how are you tonight?
Hi. I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. So what question did you have, Anna?
I wanted to know what my boss thinks about me, if she's happy with the work that I've done. The job is going to end in next Tuesday, and I was wondering if she's going to continue to work after she's going to be going away and...
All right, so you want to know, is she going to keep you on? Is that correct?
No, I want to know if she's been happy with my work.
Okay, let's take a peek. And what is her name, Anna?
Femke.
Femke. Actually, I think she likes your work very much.
Okay.
Doesn't she tell you that?
She says thank you.
Good.
And
I don't know if you noticed, but I don't think she says that all the time.
She says what?
I don't think she says that all the time to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Probably not. I don't know. It is quite interesting that she does say thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I just don't know if I can do this job for any longer than next week. I think that'll be the last time I'll do it. It's very it's challenging for me, and I need to move on to different things.
Yes, I agree, and I don't see you staying there. I completely see you moving on to different things. And I think
yeah, makes me very unhappy,
happier.
But I do love her. Sorry?
Yes. I think you're going to be happier doing a different job, much happier.
That's for sure. This was a temp thing.
Yeah. And you also, Anna, I know music is a big thing for some people, but you should be listening to more music.
Yeah, and when you said somebody with the heart, I'm having heart like around my heart, I'm having this constricted pain, and you know, because I'm doing this, I'm putting myself in a small box and doing something that's not fun for me. It, you know, it frustrates me, and then I have this heart, like above my heart, there's a tension, you know.
Yes. I always tell people, listen, I'll be real serious about this too. When it comes down to our physical body, you know, there's a lot of things that we know in the metaphysical world and, you know, mind over matter and all that other stuff. But, you know, this is something we don't want to play games with. When you have your physical ailments, please, please, everybody, take full responsibility for your health. If there is an issue, you are the only expert on your body. You live in that body. If there's something that's going wrong, go to the doctors, get some help, get some professional, you know, feedback on what's going on. Because sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes it's stress, and that's okay. But what if it's not? What if there's something going on and you needed attention and you blow it off? That's not okay.
I feel that people are responsible for their bodies, and I feel that, you know, sometimes they are not. But, you know, everybody makes mistakes. I don't think doctors are above our own intuitive abilities at all, let alone
Correct.
That they know anything about nutrition. So I don't really need their support or help. I know what I need to do to decompose myself, you know.
There you go.
So
you see, you're the expert on your body. So if you already know how to balance yourself, then that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that don't. I still always say,
yes.
Go get a checkup and then do your thing, you know, also if you need it. If it's something that alerts you and says, oh, something's wrong, then that's our intuition saying,
yeah, I mean,
everybody.
I feel like if I really can't handle it and I'm considerably worried, I would go to my doctor, you know. But usually he gives me something that doesn't even work and it makes things worse. So I just wait until I really feel like I need to go, you know, and I'm, anyway.
Good job.
Yeah, thank
you. Well, again, the real thing, you know what, Anna, throw out, you know, the book, The Secret. Visualize what you want to have happen, because it does feel like you know how to manifest things. So let's work on that right now, okay?
Okay, yeah, thank you so much again for your reading.
Oh, you're so welcome. All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye now. All right, and Julia, who do we have next?
We have Sue from Chicago who is looking for a reading. Hold on, please.
Great.
Sue?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Jorianne. How are you?
Hey, Sue, I'm great. What's happening?
Well, you know, I've always wanted to come see you. I know I'm in Chicago and you're not that far, but I don't drive, and, man, it'd be a long way out there. So I'm finally listening to your show tonight, and I'm so glad I got on to talk to you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, when you bring that up, Sue, I just want to let people know, so many people have the idea that they think that they have to sit in person with a psychic to have a reading. And I just want to let you guys know that's not true. I read people out in New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and we do it by phone all the time because we are all energy beings, and psychics pick up energy through the cosmos about you.
Okay.
And I also do it by Skype or, of course, always in person. So just to let you know, if you still want to do that without driving out here, we can do
okay.
it.
Okay. Oh, great. Great, great, great.
All right. All right, so what's your question tonight?
Well, my question, Jorianne, is that I've had a bit of a dry relationship spell. Just wondering if you see a boyfriend in that cup of coffee you got there.
Let's take a peek here. Did somebody try reaching you from the past, ma'am?
No.
I'm pouring your coffee, and it looks like it's definitely a dry spell. Well, the information I receive is past, present, and future information.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, I really feel somebody calling you, I don't know if it's from your school days, somebody you used to work with, I'm not sure, but somebody from the past should be calling. Calling your email or Facebook or whatever that is.
And, you know, that's weird because all I do is think about old boyfriends, too. That's
well,
weird
so
because, yeah, there's
you.
Nothing else going on. So I'm thinking about the old boyfriends.
Right. Well, let me tell you this, though. You have to remember, what came first, the chicken or the egg? If you are thinking about them, they are. It's called telepathy. They are probably thinking about you.
Okay.
And who's going to take the first step?
Well, you know, I have to tell you that I have a few regrets in my life that I think I would have done over again. If I had another chance, I certainly would have done a few things over again, relationship-wise, done things differently, let's put it that way. So, I just been thinking a lot about that lately.
That might be one of your bucket list things, then, Sue. So you might want to investigate, find out where somebody's at, even if you want to say, I'm sorry, or if you want to say, hey, you want to have a cup of coffee, I'd love to chat with you from the past, or how are you doing?
Right.
So that's something to think about.
Okay, great. So.
All right.
It'll be a visitor from the past. Okay, thanks a lot, Jorianne.
And
appreciate your help.
Well, let us know, Sue.
I will.
All righty.
Good night.
Thanks for calling. Good night. All right, Julia. So. Who else do we have online, Julie? I see a lot of callers. So we want to make sure we get everyone in.
We're going to actually bring in Angela.
All right.
Angela.
Hello, Jorianne.
Angela, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Very well, very well.
So you want to know about what I think about heaven, huh?
I was just going to ask you.
Well, I do believe in heaven, although I think in my human and realistic understanding it would be probably way limited than what it actually is. So I don't know, and sometimes I wonder if heaven is different for each person.
You know, that is a really great, great, great question. And, you know, if we sit there and we all of us describe what we think heaven looks like, you know, one of the things I can tell people is I highly suggest doing meditations. I highly suggest doing that and seeing where that takes you. Because when I've been in certain meditative states, things that I found myself traveling to other areas in the, you know, higher cosmos, you might say, higher astral planes, it was so amazing that I would not even have ever imagined that that's what heaven looked like. And even if it's not heaven, but it's some other grandiose, amazing place on the other side, there are so many different levels to the astral planes on the other side. And they are so amazing. Then you've got the lower astral planes that aren't so great. So, again, watch out for playing the Ouija board, you guys. If you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. You might find something that's not so savory that, you know, comes in. But, and so that's a real good... That's a real good statement, Angela. Is it different for everybody? But that little boy that they had that wrote the book about and did the movie is heaven for or heaven is for real. And then in the movie that talks about another young lady who had a near-death experience, she came back and they both saw Jesus Christ the exact same way. And that little girl paints a lot of pictures. So if you get a chance to watch that movie, this is the way she saw Jesus Christ. He's got, like, blue-green eyes. He's got a beautiful face, a little bit different than what we have. He's got a different haircut than what we're used to, but I get my hair updated all the time. Why wouldn't Jesus Christ get a new hairdo? Come on. Right? That's my thought.
That's so true.
So, but they saw the same man, you guys. The little boy you see in that picture goes, that's the man I saw upstairs. I'm like, how cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah,
really
it was a great movie.
Okay.
No, what I enjoyed the most, Jorianne, was that
What's that, Julia?
No one's old up there. No one wears glasses.
Mm.
But yet, the little... I hope we're not doing any movie spoilers, but the little girl, his sister, was older.
Yes.
Rather than dying in utero, right?
Exactly.
Okay, well, what they say, all of the spiritual work that I've seen or learned from says that when you die, you have to remember the body is the only thing that ages. And sometimes people will show themselves older, but normally not. They normally show themselves to us at the time they felt the very best in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they felt fantastic. And, of course, the little girl showing her personality in the movie to the little boy as she's a little girl already.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's what he would be able to equate it for. Yeah.
Correct. Correct.
Very
so,
good.
Yeah, pretty neat, pretty neat. So, Angela, did you have a question you wanted me to answer? Did you just want to share about your...
I do have a question.
Okay.
I have an interview, and I'm wondering how it will go and when I will land a job. And, yeah, that's my main concern is the career matters.
Okay. You know what? I want to share with people. I do, and we're going to be doing this coming up on the 1st of August. I've got a garage sale special that is going to be going on, and it is buy a piece of my junk for a buck and get a reading at half price. I only do it once a year, everybody. So for those people that are listening, if you want to get in on it, you're going to want to call 219-940-9292. 219-940-9292. This is a once-a-year special, only the first week in August. So make sure you write that number down and give us a call during the week. Okay, so you want to check out a job. Let's see what we have here. So have you been putting your resume out, Angela?
Yes.
Okay. I see you getting at least two offers coming up. And that's
really
going to be up to you. Yes, it's going to be up to you if you're going to be taking them.
Are they in
it feels
a
like,
different?
It feels like one you'll go, I'm not sure.
Two different offers. Well, that's good. That's better than no offers.
That's what I'm saying.
Do they involve relocation at all, or will they be local to where I am?
Now, you know what? That I'm not seeing right now.
Okay.
But again, if you want to have a more in-depth reading, consider calling me for that special that's going on.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Jorianne.
Hey, thanks for calling, Angela. Have a great day.
You bet. Bye bye.
All right. Bye now. Hey, Julia.
Yes.
I think we should call up with. Yeah, let's see how many more people. I want to make sure we get to everybody if we can.
Yeah.
And we should,
you're going to go
yeah.
Speed reading?
We're just going to have to ask the question and answer the question.
A new definition of speed reading?
Speed reading.
There you go.
I know. Who do we have next?
Sue, I believe. Hold on, please.
All right.
Sue.
Hello.
Hi.
Jorianne?
Yes, are you there, Sue?
You know, Jorianne, we just talked. You told me I was going to be a boyfriend from the past, but I have another question.
You didn't?
Oh, no.
Well, I know we've got to go on to the next caller, so
okay.
We really have to do that right now. But let us know. Let us know what happens, okay?
I will. Thanks for the advice. Thanks.
Thanks, Sue. All right, bye-bye.
Oops. All right, let's go to Kristen.
We got to get to everyone else and then get in line again. It's like karaoke. All right, who's
Kristen,
that?
Are you here on air?
Hi, Jorianne. It's me. How are you?
Hey, Chris. I got to tell you, we're speed reading, honey. So go ahead.
No, I know. Okay. All right. I'm gonna go right to my question. I just wanted to know if you see me going back to school and how, and if you see that good for me or not.
Oh, that's already a yes and yes.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good.
And big hugs out to you, honey. Big, big hugs.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Mwah. Bye.
All right. Mwah. Okay. Bye, girl.
That was a quick one.
It was. And, you know, sometimes we have to do that, right?
Absolutely. Okay,
right.
Next is Judy. Oh, wait, that wasn't Judy. The screen changes on it sometimes quick. Judy.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Hello?
Is it Judy?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was wondering if my my first love ever thinks about me, or does he have feelings for me still?
All
I think
right,
about
Judy,
him every now and then.
Can you give me his name, Judy?
I don't, George.
Okay, that's good, that's good. I know this might sound crazy, but has he been a little sick, or did he have some rough times or something, Judy?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in, like, I haven't spoken to him in 15 years, but he just came across my mind, and he was my first love, so I was just curious, how is he?
I think he has, I think he thinks about you also, and I think he ran into some hard times is what I think.
Hard times, like
I don't know if you want to look him up or what, but what I would do, honestly, is I'd send him all sorts of prayers. I'd send him prayers. I would psychically think about him and tell him all the things that you wanted to tell him that you weren't able to tell him when you guys were together, things like that.
Oh, okay. Is it positive that does he still have the special love that we had for each other at once?
I feel that he very much cared for you.
But not anymore.
Very much.
Now?
I'm not sure where he's at right now, to be honest with you.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
sure that he's okay. Is he with us or did he make his transition? And I'm trying to feel that out right now.
Uh-huh.
So you might want to, you know, send good thoughts to him. If he's still here, ask the spirits if he could, you know, try to pull him towards you and make contact with you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Hey, good luck. All right. Bye now.
Thanks.
Oh. Bye. You're welcome. You know, Julia, sometimes it happens that somebody's already made their transition and stuff, and it's something that we just have to know happens. I ended up having my my one partner, my DJ partner, we were doing shows for a long time, and I said to him, I said, wow, your grandfather's here telling you how much he loves you and saying goodbye. I said, did he die? He goes, no, he didn't die. He laughed. He goes, my grandfather's still alive. I said, I don't know, Bill. I said, he's standing right here saying goodbye and how much he loves you. He called me an hour later. He said he just got a phone call that his grandfather died.
Oh, wow.
I know. I know.
Yeah, it's hard. It's just really hard sometimes when, especially when you got miles in between, you know, or you haven't had that contact, and then to hear it, it's like, I didn't even consider that. You know, maybe that's why they're on my mind. You know.
Yes.
So I'm hoping she can find them.
I hope so too, because people come and visit us when they're dying or when they're getting ready to leave. They'll come and visit us before they're taken off. So just to let you guys know that. All right, who do we have next?
Esther.
Hi.
Esther?
Yes.
Hey, Esther, how are you?
I'm good, Joanne. Thank you. I wouldn't have called you this week. I would have gave you a rest. But I have, yes, I do. First of all, I do believe in death and dying. And I want to do it. I'm trying to get myself together to do a documentary to have people better understand death and dying. That's what my goal is one day in life. You know, so we
who
need to understand.
Somebody Kubler-Ross. I can't remember the lady's first name, but somebody Kubler-Ross, she did some great work on death and dying.
Oh, thank you. I'll start looking her up. I'll start doing some research because I really want to do the documentary. Thank you.
Yes.
My question to you tonight is a very important one. It's not about myself, it's about my son, Joshua. Well, he has a son, and the mother of his son is on drugs, and she tried to kidnap him. And what happened was when they went to court, he busted the window and got the baby, but
I heard let me tell you this. I heard jail, first off. I heard jail. So did anyone go to jail yet?
No. He wants to know. They're trying to put him in jail. If they do, then she'll get the son back. But we're trying to get an attorney because they went to court. And then they tried to want to sentence him. So is there a way that we can get this done without him going to jail?
It might be tough because I heard jail, number one. Now, hang on. It might be tough because I heard jail. So just remember I heard that. Number two, for all of our listeners out there, there's a great saint on the other side. His name is Saint Raymond, but San Ramon in the Hispanic culture, Saint Raymond. And this is what I want you to do. You take your thumb and your index finger, get it wet with your saliva, okay? Mm-hmm. You make the sign of the cross on your forehead three times, each time repeating the word, his name, San Ramon.
San Ramon.
Now, you've just made the cross on your forehead three times, repeating his name. Now, you're going to point your index finger out, like wagging it, pointing at the people across the room from you, and that would be like the perceived enemies, right? The people that are trying to put them in jail, and you say, keep their mouths shut, and then tug on your right earlobe, like Carol Burnett used to do in her show, and say, and make this work out in my behalf or in your son's behalf. Light a candle to Saint Raymond, because he was the saint of all legal cases, and he's the saint for stillborn babies. So, and because you've got a grandson involved, I pray to Mother Mary also, and ask them to bring grace on your son. And then keep, light a candle, a red taper candle upside down, asking God to remove any and all negative energy that's getting in your way of finding a good lawyer for your son.
Okay.
All right, honey, and if you need a longer reading, please call me and set up a reading, okay?
I'm going to call you next week because you said the garage sale is next week, correct?
Yes.
I will call you next week.
Okay, Esther, God bless.
I will call you next week. All right, thank you, baby. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Okay,
Julia. I know.
Yes.
This is important stuff. There are so many prayers of these saints. If you guys knew the prayers, I'm telling you this stuff works. Say your prayers. If you need intervention from the spirits and the angels, please call on them. They're there to help us.
Okay.
All right.
That was pretty serious stuff, too. Next, we have Laura.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Laura, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So what's your question tonight, Laura?
Well, I had an interview last week, and I didn't get the job, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought the interview had gone really well, but I don't know. I didn't get it. But my question is, do you see me getting a permanent full-time position anytime in the near future, and any information you could give me on that would be great.
At first up, it feels like you're going to have some part-time stuff to do, not full-time right away. You are supposed to be going back to school, ma'am. I clearly see school right in front of you. Right in front of
you. For what?
Oh, I don't know. What do you love?
On Saturday, I'm taking Tibetan Reiki. So that maybe that's what
congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm a Reiki master, but now I'm doing the Tibetan part of it too.
Have you thought about Corona?
No, up here in Robert Wood Johnson Hospital, they have a program up there.
Nice.
Yeah. My mentor's giving an all day class, so I'm going to that. But I'm hoping maybe that's what they're talking about for schooling.
Yeah, that might be your schooling that you're taking. And then I don't know if you're going to be working with other people. But, you know, I just want to mention this to you, Laura. You can actually go to some hospitals and actually do Reiki in hospitals and get paid for that.
Well, I know they have a volunteer program at the hospital and the hospice. I haven't done that yet. I've only been doing the Reiki shares for now. I get colors when I'm doing the Reiki shares. The colors come into my mind, and none of the other Reiki masters get the colors. So sometimes I doubt why am I seeing colors, and then I think that it's my ego making it up or something. So I'm not.
No, honey.
Ready.
No, let me tell you this. It's your way. It's your special way of doing it. So don't doubt yourself. Every time you get something like that, just say thank you. I do have to go on to another caller here. I'm going to try to get everyone in tonight. But know that you're going to still have some part-time work. I don't see the full-time work, and I see you going back to school. And around a 2 or 3 year period, things are going to be so different in your life, Laura. So different.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next we have Tanika.
All right. And you know, I want to tell you guys this, too. I tell people I'm not 100%, but I'm going to give you what I get. And when I hear this from the spirit world, this is where it's coming from, is from the spirit world. So these are the messages that I pass on. And I'm always, always open for the feedback, always. Okay, who do we have next?
Tanika.
Hi.
Hey, Tanika, how are you tonight?
Okay.
Great. So what's on your mind?
I just wanted to know what you saw going on right now and for the future of the current person that I have feelings for.
Okay, the current relationship?
Yeah.
All right. Honey, is this person, I see a person around you that's a little more on the shyer side or a little more bashful side, something like that. Does that make any sense to you right now?
Yeah.
And is this more of a situation where this person, very caring from what I can see, but might not know how to fully express themselves?
Yeah, I think so. That's why I don't really know how he feels about me. I also don't know what's going to happen, what's going on right now and what's going to happen in the future. Because it's just, I don't know.
I personally, if you can take him the way he is, then I would just kind of kick back and enjoy his company and see how you can support him, because he's not 100%, how can I say it? His confidence is not 100% at all. He's just a nice guy trying to do the best he can. He has a hard time with communicating, but he really enjoys your company.
I don't have him around me right now. He kind of disconnected from me the last 2 weeks or so. The last time
I had
him.
That's 2 weeks ago, honey.
Tanika, huh?
That's 2 weeks ago. I would kind of kick back, let him do what he's going to do. You know, you can text him. I don't know that he has the courage to, you know, sometimes it takes a lot of courage to keep a relationship going.
Right.
To fight against your insecurities and stuff. That's what you're up against in this relationship, ma'am.
Yeah, I've just been laying back and I haven't really contacted. I mean, I left 2 messages, I called him, he hasn't answered me back. I just have been just letting him just have his peace. Just didn't know how
good
he
for
felt
you.
About
nope, that's your best strategy right now. That's the best strategy. Kick back and let him call you.
Okay.
But
no,
I would not discard him. I would not discard him.
Oh, I'm not. Not, but I'm just wondering, like,
alrighty.
you know how he feels.
Well, honey, we have to move on, okay?
Right.
Yeah, good luck on it. All right. You know, I want to tell people, Julie, it looks like the time is ticking by here, and I already know how Blog Talk Radio works here. I just want to let you guys know again, this has been your psychic connection, and if we can squeeze one more call in, we'll do that. You can reach me at area code 219-940-9292. Check me out on coffeepsychic.com. We are going to be having a great big once-a-year garage sale special only, and that is buy a piece of my junk for a buck and get a reading at half price. Call starting August 1st. It's a really big deal, you guys. I only do it once a year. And,
is it only by call, Jorianne, or can they go to your website and get more details?
They can go. Well, they get more details from the website. I don't think it's posted on the website yet, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can hear they're going to be turning us off pretty soon. So for those of you guys that didn't get in tonight, make sure you either call to set up an appointment or call us back next week right here at Blog Talk Radio. This is your psychic connection. I'm Jorianne, the coffee psychic. Julia, again, I believe in heaven. I know you believe in heaven. And
yes.
I'd like the title of that story, Heaven is for Real.
Yes.
Heaven
it
is for
real. And I do believe everyone sees what they're destined to see.
Yes, and that's the best way to put it. That's the best way to put it. Well, good night, everybody. We love you guys, and we hope you'll join us back here next week at Your Psychic Connection. All right, talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, good night.